Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, guys, welcome back to this episode of This Dude Started Something. Our guest today is one of our hometown heroes and a legit movie director. He's currently attending film school, but he's already written, directed, and produced multiple films on his own.
He's my friend, and thanks to him, I have my own IMDb profile. Jake is a movie fiend. He watches them, reviews them, and is planning to make them. If you need a good flick to watch, Jake is your guy, and I'm excited to talk about all that today. I have no idea where this conversation will go, but thanks for being here, Jake.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I'm glad to be on.
Okay, so to start, I know you've always been, ever since I've known you, you've been really into, like, movies. I met you my sophomore year of high school. I think you were, or maybe you were a sophomore.
No, I was sophomore year, a junior. Or no, you were a senior, right? Yeah.
No, I think so.
Yeah. Because you're 2 years older than me. Yeah.
And we had the same class together. It was actually a film class. I forgot what it was called. It was like broadcast, I think.
Yep.
But it wasn't that class where you first started to like get into it, right? It was you were always kind of into like films.
Yeah. No, it was like because they had like the one in middle school that was like the intro one, and I kind of took that and I was like, this is pretty fun, and I kind of like taught myself everything in that class, like. They were just like, oh, my teacher knows a little bit more than just like the basic stuff. And I took Durnell's class, which, you know, the first year class is kind of rough actually, but throughout that. Yeah. And then we also had like COVID. And so like, I've made like maybe like two little short films just here at home with my brother or something like that. And so it was just a lot of time to just like, I'm bored. Let's do this or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then once I got to like the second half of freshman year, and then sophomore year is whenever I took broadcast and video tech, and video tech is just constantly making short films, stuff like that. So
yeah, so really it's like the classes that like the middle school classes that kind of got you into it. You making those like iMovie like trailers when you were little?
Oh no, for sure, that's exactly what it was. And that's how like, yeah, like I'll like meet people at like college or something and like talk about how they got into it, and like I have heard a lot of people say like, oh yeah, no, like I just made these dumb little movies with my brother or cousins or friends, whatever. But then like some of them don't have that, and I'm like, that's crazy. Like that's such like
a staple
of it. Like everyone did that, like not dude, just like film people.
Oliver and I produced a couple of our own films.
Yeah, we were making those all the time.
We had a series that came out called Boyden, and it was a horror series, and like I would just like, you would just film me all over with my teeth like this, and I'd pop out of nowhere.
Dude, yeah, we used to think that was like the funniest thing, and it was.
We had one that was filmed at like a hotel resort, dude. You would have reviewed it like with 5 stars, Jake, dude. It was crazy, man. Dude, well, that's cool, dude. At what age were you when you made your first film then? I mean, like first like legit, not short film.
Well, because like I would say probably like at the end of sophomore year, I think I made a really cool music video. Yeah. And that was the first one where I was like, okay, this might be more than just like a class. Like I remember it was I think it's still up on my YouTube, but it's to the song of Mac DeMarco's Chamber of Reflection. It's like classic song, you know. But we made it, and like it's not even anything that crazy, but there was a like so many like little things in there that I'm like this is like where I think I can do it. And then the junior year I also did I mainly just did stuff with classes that year. And then senior year is whenever I was like, you know what, I'm going to just make a feature film. So I made the 45-minute horror film Written, which you scored, did the music for and everything.
Yeah. It was a great experience, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good
time. I haven't seen that one. Can you like tell me and like our audience like a little bit like what went into Written and kind of like what's it about?
Yeah, so Written is just like, it's just like a teen slasher movie. Like there's a killer out on the loose. There's teenagers being stupid. And like, it's for what it is. And like the fact it was my first like big film, I think it holds up and I'm like very proud of it. I think there's a lot of things if I were to remake it, I would have done differently. But I think for what it was, I actually think it's one of my, I mean, we premiered it in a theater and it was just so cool to just see everyone like, that was awesome. I remember that whenever the theater wouldn't play and we spent all the money. Oh, me and you were like, dude. I remember you came upstairs with me and we were like, what is going on? And my parents are like stressed out. They're like, we paid to rent this place out. Like there's 100 people here. Like,
dude, what? Everybody was waiting, bro. Dude, all it was crazy. Like,
did it finally work?
Yeah.
Okay. Finally. But it kind of looked bad on the screen. And because they didn't tell me like the what file I needed to play on a movie projector. You'd think if we rent out a theater, they would explain that to us. But I guess they didn't. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was crazy. But we got to go up in like the back rooms of the theater and to the projector. And I get up there and like Jake's like sweating like, dude, what do we do? And then Jake and my old film teacher was up there. And she goes, did you try shut it off and turn it back on again?
No, I know. And I was literally about to be like, I was about to just like walk out. I'm like, there's no way you just said like, that's not going to work. And I did it. And somehow it worked, bro. MacBooks
are always worse.
Something. I don't know. It was, but that was crazy. That was a lot, but
so it turned out though. Did it fit the horror film stereotypes? Like, did they make stupid decisions?
Oh yeah, no. Like I actually had like in the script, I think I labeled the one, there's like two groups of kids, and I think I labeled the one group like the douche group because they were just all supposed to be just like idiots. Like every single one of them was not supposed to be like redeeming at all. Like just constantly, I'm gonna just walk around on my own. Like that was because like obviously that happens. But like I wanted it to be a little self-aware to like, oh no, this whole group is just stupid. They're gonna be like kind of funny too.
Yeah,
dude. It was intense, man. For your first film, dude. Like, did you get anybody critiquing you on anything? Like, I know you released it on YouTube. Did you have any like hate comments?
I didn't have any hate actually. So do you know what Letterboxd is?
No,
what is it? It's like movie review website, but it's like Instagram, but for movie reviews. It's the biggest like social media for like people who watch movies, like by far. Mm-hmm. And I have both my films on there, just like on IMDb. The Written actually has like, I think 120 people have like logged it on there and say they've watched it. And like half of them maybe have given them a rating and half of that are just like my friends. But then like there's a random half to where it's like just random people who have somehow found it. And like some of them, a lot of them are just like, you know what? Hell yeah. This guy was in high school. He made a movie. Like, wasn't the greatest thing ever. But like, I was like, genuinely, I had some entertainment. And then there's like some guy who's like never leaves his room. And he's like, writes an essay on like how it's just awful. I'm like, dude, thanks for taking the time to watch it and think about it. But I don't really care. Cause I just think it's funny. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure, dude. I mean, it's not like you weren't trying to get this movie out on like...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like, what's a big, like, you weren't trying to win an Oscar or whatever.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that it's not Oscar worthy, yeah. I'm just saying, like.
Hey, that score, though, that you did was actually, that was actually insane. I think that actually elevated the movie, like, a ridiculous amount, the original music you made for it. It was so good.
Dude, thanks, man. It was crazy. I mean, like, it was the first time I'd ever done that, so I was really just, like, spitballing, dude. I was like, yeah. I had no idea how to do this, but, yeah. Dude, you know, that's so sick. I remember I was like watching the scenes like over and over again, like lining up the music, and yeah. It was really cool to see it come together in the theaters too. So
yeah,
I mean, it was great, man. And then your second movie. So right now you have two movies out, plus you have like the you have Grady's music yeah. video.
Yeah.
Are those your three biggest projects?
Yeah, no, for sure. Those are definitely my biggest. I think because this last year at school, I was kind of more like doing like videography stuff for like, mm-hmm. like I was did videos and like short form content for like a band and stuff like that. So I have my next one planned out. I'm planning to shoot it this next school year, but yeah, so I think the first out of those I made was Grady's, which I had actually listened to his music like a lot before mm-hmm. I even like reached out to him. Cause I followed him on social media, everything. And I remember hearing a snippet of his song. I'm like, this is actually really good or something.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, he's talented, then, bro. He's good.
Oh, yeah. And then I reached out and I was like, hey, like, I know you haven't made music in a while, but if you ever get back into it, like, let me know. We should make a video. And then he reached out. He's like, I'm actually, like, making an album right now. And it was, like, a perfect timing thing. And so mm-hmm. then we got, like, I had kind of known him. Like, we grew up and kind of played baseball together, but, like, very loosely. Like, I knew him. And if I saw him, I would be like, oh, yeah, that's Grady. But, like, I never actually talked to him. But, like, I think we filmed, it's like a 5-minute video. It's not a short music video. I think we filmed it in maybe 2 days and I edited it in like less than a week and like, boom, it was out there. And it's honestly, that's been my most successful because I'm able to submit that to like any festival. With the other two, I kept for YouTube, I put all the copyright music in it because it's whatever I want to make it. So stuff like that.
So editing, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know. I just want to ask you about this, I guess. What's like the longest part or like the most, what's the hardest part about making a movie, I guess? Is it the editing?
I think the editing, especially with this last one, that's really what like, because like if I'm making a short video, I can edit really quick. But with this last one, it took me a year to make it, like in general, like writing, filming and editing. But like, yeah. I think half of that time was just editing. Like, so it was a lot. And especially because like audio, I'll tell you, audio is like the hardest thing to master. Like I am not even like close to amazing at it. I think I'm good enough to where like you don't really notice that it's bad, but I could still get a lot better. But editing is very tedious, but the finished product of it all is just like, it's so worth it. So
yeah, definitely. Do you feel like you almost kind of like identify, you said it took like a whole year out of your life to make this film. Do you feel like with every film, I know you've only had like a few, which is still very impressive, but do you feel like you identify with that film as that year goes on? You're kind of like, it almost becomes a part of you in a way.
Oh, this last one was insane on how closely it like I was writing about the future, like, cause I made a movie about graduating high school while I was graduating high school. Right. So I'm writing it while I'm still in high school. It literally, I had like maybe like four classes my senior year spring and like, or four classes in Miss Durnell's classroom. So I'm just like chilling in there and I'm like, I'm gonna just write a script. So I just started writing. I think it was ended up being like 70 pages and, yeah. And so I'm writing about like how I think like people act like this summer and all this and all my friends and all that. And, yeah, but then like, as we're filming throughout the summer and then especially through editing, it was just like, I'm editing through these scenes that I wrote about that then I remember, I'm like, this happened to me like after that. Like it was weird. It was really weird. But yeah, it was actually like, I don't think it could have been any better. I think it like perfectly like a time capsule of like how I was at that time. I think it was perfect. Yeah.
So like you were writing about, I see what you're saying. When you're writing it, you wrote 70 pages. A lot of it was about like what you were about to experience, like your graduation, yeah. All that. Dude, that's actually crazy, man. And then you're editing it, you're like seeing it happening. Yeah. Like you wrote about it back then, but now it's like you're editing it and it literally, yeah. I don't know. That's pretty crazy, dude.
Yeah, I definitely see how it becomes a part of you, because I was looking at the IMDb for the latest movie and so many people were involved. So like so many people know. Yeah. That like this is you, like this is like what you do, like how many people were in the last one? It had to be like over 50.
Well, I think including the party scene. I think the party scene alone, we had like, I think we had 50 people there, like it, like for sure. Other, I would say speaking roles, there's probably 20 or so. So I probably say like 70 in total, but that's not even like
wow.
There, I mean, there are people behind, a lot of the people behind the scenes were just, I threw them in the background of a scene somewhere. So they're technically like in the cast, but like they like did so much more behind the scenes that like, I just was like, hey, just like hop, just like run back there real quick. I'll get you in the background or something.
Yeah.
But no, like it was, I think the party scene alone was just like, as like, also, I will say this, this is just random, but I'm premiered in at school and like, or at Missouri State, right? And like, I think like more than half the crowd is like most of my fraternity members, and they loved your character so much, and they loved the whole party sequence. They were like, they just thought it was the funniest thing, and like everyone there did too. And which is, I am going on a crazy long tangent here, but I just like to talk. So
no, you're good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like that scene, a lot of the humor in it was like very subjective to like if you knew the people. But then as well, I'm watching like other people react to like you and like Carson just being like stupid on screen, and then like actually finding it hilarious. I'm like, obviously, if you knew you or Carson or whoever else was supposed to be funny in that moment, it was gonna be funny. But they were like dying laughing. Like,
yeah, it's a good point. So you, I feel like sometimes like. It's hard to like know if an audience is actually going to react like to the humor.
Yeah. Because
they don't know they don't actually know them, dude. But that's so funny, bro. It was a little party, man. They probably relate to it. I'd
like to watch that.
You got to watch it, too. It's a really good movie, bro. I'm not going to lie. It's actually really good. Dude, yeah. Yeah, but they probably relate to that the most. Were you going to say something, Oliver?
Yeah, I said, didn't you like rent a house for that or something?
No, it was literally just Grady's house, actually.
Yeah.
He lives at Lake Winnebago, and I texted a few of my friends that have like bigger houses, and he was the one that was like, yeah, I don't care. So, but that again, that what I was gonna get to before I went on the tangent, I was just like, that scene was just like, it showed how much people like, even if they barely knew me, they were just willing to be like, yeah, I'll come just be in a movie for a little bit. Like, why not? Yeah. Like, this is cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, dude. I think. Majority of everybody is like, this guy, he's doing something cool, you know what I mean? It's definitely something out of the box. Like a lot of people, you never know, you don't know where you're gonna end up, you know what I mean? And I do want to talk about like your future goals, like where you see yourself, but the one thing I do like about the
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Film degree and route that you're going is like you really don't know where you're gonna go. Whereas like a business degree, I mean, you have some leeway, or like, and I'm not trying to diss these things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, or like a medical, like say like accounting, right? You know what you're doing for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Some people like that. They like security. They're like,
well, I guess, but with film, you know what you're doing with the rest of your life too. But
but it's like you don't know what movie you're gonna make.
Right, right.
There's, you know what I mean?
Creative aspect, yeah.
Exactly, dude. Do you have any movies that, like, are you always spewing up new ideas, or is there like a few right now that you have in the chamber that are just going to be bangers, or like what?
I would say a lot of my ideas, I'm just very like spontaneous whenever it comes to it. Like, I'm not the type of person to like, I make myself like, give myself like a timeline, but like the script I have that I'm going to film, and then whenever I get back to school, it was my final for beginning screenwriting, but like I finished the final like halfway through the class because I had this story in my mind and I was just like, I want to get this out. And it's, the final had to be like 20 pages or something, which is like way longer than any of the other assignments. And I was like, mm-hmm. I want to get this out. I'm just going to write this right now and kind of tweak it until I have to submit my final. And so that's what that is. And then as far as like, I think with cinematography, it actually, that is like the biggest thing, to where it's like, I don't, a lot of cinematographers or people go out, they like to like plan and have a shot list and everything. And I've even like worked with people this last year or something, to where like they don't like that. Like, I feel like I like kind of worry them whenever I'm like describing it, because I'm like, just let me like get there and I'll like see it and I'll know what I'm doing. And they're like, what? Yeah. Like, what? And I'm like, just trust me, it'll work. Like, I know what I'm doing, I know what I need to get, and stuff like that. And so it's just random like bursts of like creativity and stuff like that. It's
Well, I have some advice if you want to, well, advice slash idea, if you want to get into like commercials, you can make some like really solid money, especially like doing your own. Like, we're partnered up with like True Classic, like just as like an affiliate, and they like sell shirts, right? So say you directed just with your friends a crazy funny True Classics little short film or like commercial of like why you need this shirt or something, and then you just put like your code at the back of like, or like at the end of it, you could probably make like a ton of money. Or just like making creative commercials for brands, because personally I think commercials are horrible nowadays. Like, if I'm watching Peacock or something and like a commercial comes on, like I'm like, what is this? Like, who came up with this, you know?
Dude,
I think you would kill at that. Like, and plus I think it'd be fun too, like trying to figure out how to sell a product, like in like a fun way.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's what I've really had to learn how to do this year whenever I worked with the band, is like I kind of had to make their like just their advertisement. And it was like, I mean, it's much more different now with like TikTok and Instagram, and like you'll have like people with how talented people are making like edits and everything.
Yeah.
And so like you try and incorporate more of like that into it instead of like a traditional commercial. But like it was definitely it was learning. Like I had to like grab their attention immediately. And like, even though it's 30-second little video, like I needed something distinct at the beginning, middle, and end that like held their attention for this brief amount of time, because that's, because I mean, they got a show this weekend. We want people there. Like, I need to make this video fire. So, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's cool.
That's a great idea. I feel like you'd be great at that, dude. And it'd be fun. Like, it'd be more fast paced, you know? Because sometimes I feel like when you're making a movie, do you ever, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I would get almost like a little bit, not necessarily tired of it, but it's like, sometimes it'd be nice to have a couple commercials on the side to get that like that hit of like a little bit of success. Like,
yeah, put this out. So true.
You know what I mean? I got a couple segments that I want to jump into.
Wait, can I ask one more question that kind of goes along with this?
For sure, yeah. Go ahead.
Does Missouri State have like an acting program, or like?
Yeah, that's the acting school of Missouri State's actually what they're known for. They're actually
So you can acting... pull from that for like free. For sure.
I'm friends with so many of the actors there. The band I shoot video for, all of them are in the acting program there.
Okay, cool.
And they're all like upperclassmen, and so they know so many, so all the people at their shows would be like other musical theater or just acting majors in general. And so like the acting there is very good. I already have my next film, like my, it's just a short film. I already have it cast and everything, just my friends that I've met in the acting program that are there. Yeah, so that's great resources there.
I've heard great things about the film school there, dude. That's pretty dope. We got a little segment here. This is going to be your takes. It's going to be some quick fire stuff. A couple questions. What do you think most overrated movie? What do you think it is?
Come back to that one. That one, because I know I'm gonna have a hot take for that, and I want to make it good.
All right. One film every teenager should watch.
I would say, I'm looking at it on my wall right now, Dazed and Confused.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's one of the, it didn't inspire my movie, but it definitely, like, it's just a graduating high school, what's life going to be like now kind of movie. And it's just, I think it's amazing. It's just a hang out in the 70s and have fun kind of movie. Well, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Dude, and it's got one of the greatest actors of all time, his debut, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. And it's funny you said that, dude, because literally right before, I literally hit the all right before.
Yeah, no, the movie's so good. It's so good. I haven't seen it in a minute, but it's awesome.
Dude, I've never seen it, so I'll have to watch that one.
Dude, and Oliver, you're a big movie guy. You watch,
I'm
like,
a big movie guy.
You've seen every movie. Every time we're scrolling on Netflix, like, yo, what should we watch, dude? You've seen every single thing, bro.
Yeah. That's shocking.
Okay, what director would you shadow for a month, Jake?
Just like pick a favorite or something like that?
Yeah, like what director would, do you think you could learn a lot from, and like which one would you want to be on set with for like a movie?
I think I have two, but I think my favorite director is Damien Chazelle, who made Whiplash, La La Land, Babylon, First Man. And I think just being on set with him, especially with like his first film Whiplash, like his first studio film Whiplash, he made it for like $3 million, and it's like one of the most perfect movies I've ever seen. And I'm like, the technical ability is something that I feel like I could still learn a lot from, and with how like perfect everything in that movie is, I think it would just be like fascinating, just like watch and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's a good take, dude.
Yeah, $3 million is not that much for a budget.
Yeah, and it got nominated for like best picture. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Oliver, you were saying Napoleon Dynamite or something was made for like $50 grand.
Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, it was like so low budget, and they did very well.
What ended up being the profit off that? Like
$150 million. Like, it was crazy.
Oh yeah, it was nuts.
That's and they're insane. Still selling it. Like, they continue to sell it to, like, you know, Hulu and Netflix and all these different, you know.
Yeah, dude. And that makes me think, I mean, it's really not all about the money. Like, Jake, what's your opinion on how do you make a good movie? Like, what aspects do you need from it? Is it, I mean, maybe it's not all about, like, the visual effects and stuff.
No, if anything, like, the high school classes or just even making films as, like, an amateur filmmaker has taught me, it's like, you need to have, like, good story, good character, good just passion behind it. Like, you could give the most expensive camera to some guy who just like kind of, he's like, I kind of want to make movies, whatever. I'm like, you know, like there's like people who like do it for a living but aren't as like passionate about it. And I feel like you can definitely tell, especially with a studio movie, like with something like Marvel or something like that. You can tell whenever they'll have a well-known acclaimed director who's like, this is like his passion. Or you can tell whenever it's just like the Disney and Marvel was just like, hey, we need to make this movie, just make it happen. You know, like you can definitely tell the difference. So I think it's like equipment and all that is cool, and it can make a movie better, but it can only make it so good, you know?
Yeah.
Well, because it also goes like the other way around. Like, do you remember the movie with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell that came out on like Apple Plus or whatever it is? Like,
I think I know
during, like, during Christmas time, and it flopped so hard. Like, they spent a ton.
Yeah.
They spent like
yeah.
a ton of money on it, and like everyone
yeah.
hated it.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think a lot of that has to do with like the Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds are both great actors, but
yeah.
like maybe they casted them in the wrong role. Like,
or
how do you...
the storyline from the start was just shit.
True. It could be a mix of things. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I never saw it.
It was like a musical. Like, they were both singing. It was really bad.
I know you're talking about. I can't think of the name, though. I didn't see it, but I heard it wasn't very
yeah.
good.
And proof that neither of us can think of the name is, you know, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. How do you pick the right character? Like, how do you pick the right actor for a role, though? Like, they have casting directors. Is that something that, I know you've had to do with your own movies a little bit, but are you going to be doing that in the future, or where do you see yourself? Like, what roles?
I'm at the point right now to where, like, I kind of just want to do as much on my own projects as I can, because, like, I know it's only going to be like that for so long. Once you start working in an actual, like, industry field, obviously you're not going to be directing, editing, cinematography, casting, all this. But, like, while I'm just making my own stuff and I'm writing a character, I'll have an actor in mind, or someone that I want to audition for it, like, in mind and ready to go as I'm thinking about making it. That's kind of how I work, especially with just how many people I've met this last year. I think, like, I had a lot of options in my head of just, like, who I wanted to be in my next film. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it goes for me.
Do you think sometimes casting directors base... Or no, not casting directors, I guess. The writers, do you think sometimes the writers base, like, their character off somebody they already know?
Oh, for sure. No, I do it all the time too. I think even, like, with this last one, whenever I figured out who was playing who, I would even, like, go in and, like, add stuff, knowing I knew who was gonna play them and how they could, like, deliver certain lines. I remember one thing is, like, two girls that are just, like, in a part of a friend group, like, in the third part with Scarlett's character, and, like, they probably each have, like, five lines. Not they're just kind of there to just move Scarlett along, but, like, one of them had, like, a kind of snarky line that she had to say, and the other one didn't, and I just threw their names on a spreadsheet saying they're playing this character. As I'm reading over, I'm trying to imagine the one girl I know who's playing the one that's supposed to read the snarky line saying the snarky line, and I'm like, I cannot imagine her saying this, so I'm going to switch you guys just because of this, like, one line where, like, she yells at someone, because I don't see the other person ever doing that. I don't know. Yeah.
Slap your ex-girlfriend in there instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, dude, like, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, like, on that note, if you were going to make a movie about you or a movie with you, who would you pick to play Jake? Like, anyone.
That's a...
No budget.
Oh my god, that is a crazy question, actually.
Yeah, like, in the biopic, in the Jake biopic or whatever. How did it say?
I guess I gotta think of, like, a young actor, just because I'm like, you know, we don't know where I'm gonna go yet. So
right.
as far as a young actor, this is random, but one time I was watching, you know, 10 Things I Hate About You, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, someone, I remember I was watching it, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that movie, and people were like, so one of my friends was like, kind of looks like Jake with shorter hair, and I was like, hell yeah, man. Like, I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I don't know if I've ever actually seen him in, like, a leading role, but he's always, like, a good, like, side character, but I feel like he could pull off just, like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I'm just picking someone that I've been told I look like. I don't really know. As far as acting goes,
he was the lead in Snowden, and that was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he had more of, like, a quiet role. Like, he was like a quiet guy. Yeah.
But he's been in, like, a lot, and I've seen him play a bunch of different types of people. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not as much of a quiet guy, but I have seen him play, like, the much more, like, just outgoing.
It type says of he's person. In The Dark Knight, dude. I don't know who he is in that.
Yeah, no, he's like the police guy who, like,
oh my god, he is, yeah,
yeah, and he's also in Inception. I know he's in Inception quite a bit.
Dang, okay,
Wow, dude. I could totally see him playing you, though, honestly. That'd be pretty sick.
I've not thought about that one, that question at all, actually. Out of all the questions I get asked, that's probably the first time that anybody's asked me that. Like, who'd play you in a movie? Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Wow, dude. Maybe someday, man, you'll be directing your own biopic.
I think that'd be a little too on the nose, personally. But someone else.
The whole time, Jake's character is just like.
Just like glazing myself. Huge, just like. Yeah. Yeah. Like.
You have all the girls behind you, bro.
It's like he never did a single thing wrong. Like.
Yeah, dude. Every movie blows up, dude. Like.
Yeah. That'd be a tough write to do that to yourself.
Dude, that's funny, man. Yeah, that was a great question.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, yeah.
Because we asked you what the most overrated one was, which we still need to get back to.
Oh, yeah, we got to go back
to that. Yeah, I know. Whiplash, Interstellar, and La La Land are at like a three-way tie for my favorite, okay. And I can't pick. Dang. I can't pick between any of them. I watch one of them and I'm like, yeah, this is my favorite. Then I'll watch another. And I like them all for different reasons. Interstellar is just like gorgeous. Whiplash is just like so like inspirational, again, with how low budget it was and how amazing it was and all that. And La La Land is just La La Land. I don't know. Like, they're all just amazing. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Interstellar is definitely up there for me as well.
I honestly didn't like Interstellar at all, but
what, dude? It's because you gotta watch it. Like, were you confused or something? Or like,
no, I understood it, but it's like, I just don't understand the hype.
Why?
Dude, listen to the music.
The music, like, yes, like,
it's the music that, like, that's why I'd be like it. Like, I don't know,
dude. Didn't Hans?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Never did that, right?
Oh yeah, he's done like most of the Nolan movie. He's
dude,
insane.
Okay, he's insane. Awesome. Yeah,
he's nuts, yeah. Bro.
I was listening to him in the gym today, bro. I was hitting the rows, like the rowing machine, and I was listening to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
dude, yeah.
So far,
dude. I want to go to like a. I just thought of this, like going to it like a huge party or like a rager where they play like instrumental music like that.
Yeah, no, like that. Sometimes I just be like cruising in the car, like just listening to like some like movie soundtrack. I'm like, this is fire.
Like, yeah, dang, dude.
Yeah, like How to Train Your Dragon, dude. Like How to Train Your Dragon. No, Test Drive. Oh my god.
Yeah,
dude,
no, that's crazy. Good pull.
The wedding I did a couple weekends ago, I DJ'd a wedding, and they walked down the aisle to that song, like the party.
Oh,
the
that's awesome. Party.
And so I played. It was insane, bro. It was insane.
Yeah, I need to see that new one. I've heard it's because I love the animated one, but I need to see the new one.
Same.
Well,
dude.
You low key look like the hair, like the way you got the hair looks like hiccup a little bit.
I don't have the voice though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't even like do an impression of his voice. His voice is so like distinct.
Yeah. It's interesting.
With AI and stuff, who knows, man? Maybe they'll be able to do a voice changer on you or something.
We can hop into AI after.
We can talk about AI.
Need to get overrated. No, we need to find the overrated movie first.
Okay, yeah. What's overrated movie?
I'm literally scrolling through my Letterboxd right now to try and find a movie that I have rated really,
the worst rated.
Really low. Yeah, well, like one I have rated really low that like shouldn't be. Oh, wait. That one's too like niche. Like that, there's this one called the Just Scroll Past It, The Tragedy of Macbeth. It's a Coen Brothers movie. not a lot of people saw it, but I did not like it at all. But that's I have ones that I'm like passionate about. I would say Star Wars: The Last Jedi is horrendous. It's absolutely terrible, and anybody who likes it is like insane. Like I genuinely think it's an awful movie. Oh, here's another good one that was really big whenever it came out was Saltburn. I did not like it then. I remember I watched it and like we get to the ending. It's supposed to be like this big twist. Oh, he's like really trying to take over this. Spoiler alert, by the way. He's really trying to take over this like rich family. I'm like, yeah. Did you guys not know that? Like, I knew that like from the beginning. Like, what? Like,
yeah. Dude.
The rest of this movie was just. It was. I mean, I get it being weird to like unsettle you, and that part worked. But like, it was so much. It thought it was so much smarter than it was, and I just was like, man. I don't know.
That's a good way to put it. The movie thought it was so much smarter than it was. Like, it's kind of
They probably thought that because they had that one guy, like the kissing booth guy or whoever it is.
Oh, Jingle Lordy.
Yeah, they're just like, all right, we can do whatever. You know,
it's an automatic dub, but I don't know if anybody really like liked that movie. They just. It just went like viral, or I don't know.
I'm probably on different sides of the internet than you guys. Most like film people like really liked it, and I was just like, this was not that special. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I never saw it, so I don't know if I'm gonna watch it now. Actually,
I just saw the weird clips. Yeah.
Yeah. Some weird stuff in there, but those are good answers, dude. I am a huge Star Wars fan, though, so it's like, I don't know.
I mean, I have a Star Wars poster right here. Like, I love Star Wars. Dude.
Yeah.
Bro, I got my helmet right here.
Yeah.
Oh, same, actually. Hold on.
Dude, that's sick.
We got to get you one of these, Jake.
Probably have an old, like, kids one up somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have another segment. If we can jump into that, I have a couple ideas that I want to pitch to you over movie, you know, ideas. And I know that you like to just go with the flow when the ideas pop up, but these are a couple of good ones that I just thought about before the podcast. The first one is, so this guy gets a girlfriend, right? And like they're like in love, right? Maybe for a summer, and she's like, hey, I really want all this stuff, like when I'm older, like I want a house with like blue, you know, notebook shutters on the windows and type stuff, right? But then she dies, okay? I don't know from what, maybe like a raccoon attack or something crazy. And then the guy finds a new girlfriend and he gets all of those things that the dead girl asked for, low-key pretending it's the first girl. So it's like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
He gets all this stuff for the new girl, right?
Well, wait, like, how hard is he pretending? Is this full, like psychopath? Or is it just, like, a little in the back of the head, like, pretend?
I don't know. It could be, like, a little in the back of the head. Call her
the name and shit.
No, yeah, I don't know. We'd have to figure out what way we want to go with it. And I haven't thought about, like, a whole conflict and resolution yet. I haven't thought that far into it. But, like, it's a decent idea. I mean, I think it has maybe some potential.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, It's a different genre than I've ever tackled, which is one thing I want to do is tackle all sorts of. No, I actually mean that the best way, because the next I have like the film I have written out, and then like an idea for the next one, and I want to make as like many different genres as I can. So like something like deep like that with like a psychological kind of thing would be cool for sure.
Oh, dude, yeah, man. Thanks, man.
It's kind of like that one movie, psychological movie, the one with Harry Styles and like the 50s vibe.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Dude. That one was overrated, bro.
Yeah, no, that was another overrated. Cool idea. Yeah, cool idea. Not a great execution.
No. I can't remember what it was called. Oh, Don't Worry, Darling. Don't Worry, Darling. Yep.
But it had you guessing, you know?
Yeah. I did kind of like seeing Harry Styles as an actor. It's kind of something different. I mean, I thought that was interesting, but yeah, you're right. It is kind of like that vibe. Another one that I thought about, this would probably be like an action, like bad guy, cop chase type thing. So a guy releases alligators in local swimming pools across the country and the cops can't catch him. So he's like on the loose, right? And like little kids are going to be eating all this stuff. You know what I mean? You like
that? Yeah, I got you. It feels like some like cheesy thing. I think it could be like more of like a comedy or like a spoof movie, honestly. But I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like how you're so specific. You're like alligators, and then like in the last one, you're like a raccoon attack. I'm like, he's definitely thought this out more than once.
Dude, no, bro. This is where I just came up with this. I don't know. I think if I spent some more time on the drawing board, I could probably like give some better ideas. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's fun to think of them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of similar to the new Dangerous Animals movie that's coming out.
Mm.
I guess it's actually not that similar at all.
Kind of like
the Dangerous
vibe,
Animals
though.
One is
I mean, you're working with alligators, they're pretty dangerous. Real quick, I'd like to talk about something awesome. True Classics. True Classics is a t-shirt company, but they sell more than just t-shirts. They have button-downs, crew necks, jeans, and even more. And their t-shirts are not just t-shirts. In fact, you could call them terrific shirts because they are so nice and they fit really nice. If you've got a dad bod, gym bod, or an I just love snacks bod, True Classics make you look like you did at least one push-up this year. So go click on the link in the This Dude Started Something Instagram bio for 10% off whatever you want from TrueClassicTees.com. I know you're in a frat. You could talk about the frat life a little bit too.
Yeah. I actually would say I've done actually a lot of like video work for them. Like they haven't had somebody like that. Like I released like a little Rush video like last week, and it's just all like year. I would just any event we had, I just show up with my camera and like just get some cool stuff. One of my friends found like a VHS camera in his basement at home and brought it, and he'd bring it to parties and just like walk around with it or just like give it to someone for the night. And then like we'd get it back and like, we have all this VHS footage and like just stuff like that. It's another aspect of like, I'm kind of having to do like advertisement through video stuff, which is like, I realize is if you become successful at that, it's a very good skill to have. Cause both the content I've made for my fraternity and for the band I worked for, and I'm about to shoot some like, promotional video for like a soccer club here in Lee Summit. So,
Dude.
It's all just like, it's very much just like you gotta sell a product, you gotta do stuff like that. So,
yeah,
dang, dude. Yeah, and after you like create your name, right, like and produce a couple big movies, those companies will be like glad they hired you because then it'll be even more valuable. Yeah. Like those commercials,
yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's definitely
frat wall.
that's the goal. Actually, we don't have a famous alumni. Our Pi Kappa Phi does not have like you'll see those TikToks of like, oh blah blah blah's famous alumni Brad Pitt, and you're like, oh shit, that's pretty cool. But we don't have I'm sure we have like some successful people. We don't have any like actual like celebrities, so we'll see. But I mean, I know it's like definitely a long goal is to like end up making movies, but I think like a lot of people ask me, like, are you actually going to like have a job, have a college? And I'm like, dude, think of like any company that, you know, they all need a video team. Anybody that needs advertisement or editing or marketing or just random little stuff, like they all need some sort of video production. And so like, that's not the part I'm worried about. I just want to eventually have, like, obviously, I'm going to have to keep making stuff on my own and self-funding things until I get into these bigger festivals and stuff like that. But hopefully, I can get enough stuff on my resume now while I still have free actors and free equipment with my school. And that's better than my own equipment, obviously, because my own equipment is solid, but it can only go so far. But again, I'm trying to take advantage of it. the free acting, the free crew, the free help, the free equipment, and the free marketing that like college provides. So that's kind of my goal for these next, like, I mean, 3 years now, because I just finished my first year.
Good goal. That's a good goal, dude. We mentioned AI earlier. Are you like nervous that AI is going to like take your future movies?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am. I think the whole, any class I have to write a paper on actually, or like about like a real world moment or like stuff like that, I always write it about the whole AI and Hollywood strike thing, because I was like really invested into that, because it was, you know, it was a lot of different things that they were dealing with, issues. But AI was one of the big ones. It's when it just came out, and they wanted to ensure like job safety for like a lot of these people. I think that like people will always watch like something that someone made over like something that someone told a computer to make. I think that's why film is an art. So an art's been around for like since the beginning of whatever. So yeah. I'm not doubtful about that. I'm doubtful about how many smaller jobs will, like, I'm more concerned about how many like smaller jobs will be affected by it. If that makes sense.
Like the little intro video for like a college, or like
exactly, or like someone made, or like the difference between telling an AI to make this quick little graphic or hiring someone to make a graphic. But ultimately, I think it's the right idea to hire someone, because they have more, I don't know, I obviously money wise it's not always the smartest, but I'm always gonna stand by like, you know, actual people making actual things. So
for sure. Yeah. And I think most of society will probably like the more authentic stuff, you know.
Although, I think, for sure, like the first AI movie, like whenever that comes out, you know, whenever it's this year or next year or whenever, I feel like that one's gonna be popular. You know, like everyone's gonna want to see it. And then after that, they're probably gonna, like, if it's shit, we're gonna be like, all right.
I definitely think it will be shit. I think AI has its time and place. Like, you see those TikToks what people make with AI, like the funny, like the Yetis, bro. Yetis, bro. Like, those are so funny. And I'm like, yeah, but like, that's way different for me than like actually like telling a compelling story. It's more just like trying to get a laugh. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I ultimately can't do a whole lot about it except get better at what I know how to do. So,
yeah,
that's kind of all I got on that. I don't really know what else. It's
ChatGPT for writing purposes or editing.
I don't use any form of AI for stuff like that. Used it to like, I think for my screenwriting class, like one time I had to write like a 4-page script or something. I was just totally blanking on stories, and I had the prompt that we had, and it helped me like kind of develop the story a little more, but I haven't used it for any actual like writing, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah. And for anybody listening, the TikTok Yetis, they're like two, like Bigfoots essentially, or like snow Yetis that can talk or whatever, because like AI made them do it. So it's pretty crazy. It looks legit. I will say, I don't know, like CGI, we've gotten a little bit of that. You know what I mean?
Showed that to our parents, they would be like, oh my God, what is that? You know?
Well, they probably, like, some.
I like Planet of the Apes, man.
That's what I'm, bro. Just like scroll on Facebook for like 5 minutes, bro, and find the first like clearly AI video that comes up, and look at like the comments, and people think it's real. Like, it's crazy.
It's so generational, because like we can see a video and instantly we're like, okay, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like if the AI made a realistic video, like it is sometimes hard to tell if it's if it's fake.
Yeah, no, there's some I've seen that it's like you can tell, but I just really don't see. I don't know. I think like it's one of the reasons why Christopher Nolan's one of my favorite filmmakers is he doesn't use green screens. Like, I think stuff like that's really cool. Really?
Wow.
Oh, Oppenheimer had zero CGI. Zero.
How did they do it?
They obviously they have visual effects, like stuff like that, but it was all done in camera. Like, if that makes sense, you know, like the explosion.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It was probably like a miniature or stuff like that, which has been used since whenever. But like, I remember, like, if you remember the, like, the scene where he's like dreaming and there's like the sparks like flying and all that and stuff like that.
Well, I've never seen it. I need to see it.
What? Dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I got bored like 30 minutes in.
It's a long one. That's crazy. Yeah, I saw it in 70 millimeter film in Olathe, and it was, and then I watched Barbie right afterwards. It was awesome.
Wait, what is, what, you like Barbie too? Hour, damn.
Yeah.
Do you like the Barbie movie?
Yeah, no, I thought it was really funny. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I like Ryan Gosling.
Well, I mean, you know, I did the I'm Just Kidding performance.
True. Yeah, yeah, facts. That's true, Mr. Bronco. You said a couple of things that caught my attention. 70 millimeter, what does that mean? 70 millimeter film.
So he shot it on, like, I think 70 millimeter is the equivalent to like 20 something K. So like you have like a 4K TV, it's equivalent to like 20K or something like that. Like that's how crystal clear the image is because it's shot.
Oh, wow.
It's not shot on digital cam. Like a lot of movies are shot on digital cameras, but Christopher Nolan shoots on actual film reel.
Wow, really?
And 70 millimeter is to get that clear image. It has to be like big. Like it's not like your average size film reel. It's big. And so like only a handful of theaters around the country have 70 millimeter film projectors because of how like rare it is. But I think
my bad. I did not mean to put out the happy birthday balloons.
I think Oppenheimer and just recently Sinners and like I think there was another Nolan movie that was shot on 70 millimeter. It's just random movie. It's usually like very like accomplished directors that shoot on it. But it's just it's dorky. You wouldn't like honestly it wasn't the biggest difference ever, but like it was just cool to think that they actually have this like mile long reel of film in the back that's playing crazy, this movie. Huh? Like,
How do they convert it to like the regular size that other theaters can play? Like, do they have
two? That's the thing is they have to have a 70 millimeter film projector. So like they have I forget how long, cause it's a 3 hour movie. I forget how long in distance the film reel for Oppenheimer is, but it's ridiculous. Like, I think it weighed like an insane amount, dude. Like, it was nuts. So, like, they have an actual projector, like, with film rolling through it whenever I went to go see it, which is really cool.
That's so crazy. How did they, I don't even know anything about that. Like, how do they convert it to like a disc or like
look at it on streaming? MOV file.
I don't know, dude. That's magic. I don't know. I can't, like, I could probably do it, but I couldn't explain how it's done. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know?
We should do like maybe a separate episode, Oliver. We could do a little deep dive on that. And then Jake, we could have you back and we could like talk about it. Cause that is very interesting. Like all that stuff. What other movie facts do you know, dude? Like you dropped the Oppenheimer fact. Like what other facts do you know?
I'm just like trying to look at the movies on my walls right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like something cool. I know that another Christopher Nolan, I had the Dark Knight trilogy up on my wall right there. And like all the stunts and effects and that are all real. Like the, you know where they flip the plane and they're robbing the plane out of midair?
Is that
like that's real.
Wait, which movie is this?
The Dark Knight Rises actually. That's like real. Like they actually had a plane like flipped over like that and people coming through it like all shot on real camera. Yeah, because he literally like refuses to use CGI if he doesn't have to.
Dang, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane, man. That reminds me of the Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning, the new plane scene. Do you like that series, Mission Impossible?
I'm mixed on it. I'm more of a James Bond spy movie guy than Mission Impossible, personally. But Mission Impossible Fallout is probably my favorite one. That one was really good. I haven't seen any of the Dead Reckoning or Final Reckoning, but I've seen the rest of the series, and it's decent. I like the practical effects a lot, though. The stunts are really cool.
Yeah, because Tom Cruise does all of his own stunts. It's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But that's pretty cool. I do like the fact that there's no CGI. It keeps it like entertaining, and like it's cool knowing in the back of your head that it's all like real.
Yeah. No, and I think even if you didn't know that, like, just like subconsciously, it's like you wouldn't have, like, I don't know, in some scenes where there's CGI, like, you could, like, your mind's kind of like, is this real or not? But I feel like you watch those scenes and there's kind of like, you never actually have that thought, which I think is cool. I think it's always cool to go out and do like, or like film on location, even just that, like, why are we filming on a green to put like a city behind us? Maybe we can just like go to the city, you know, like, I think it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it's probably a lot of money to like tape off a street or whatever and use it in a legit.
Permitting.
Yeah. Oh no, for sure. But like, it's just fun, you know, like it'll buff, you know,
what is that? It'll buff. What is that?
You don't know. It'll, I figured you'd be on top of that slang. Like it'll buff, like, you know, like in a video game, whenever like a gun is like broken or something, they'll like buff it or like nerf it.
Oh,
to like fix it. Yeah. Like it'll buff, you know?
Huh? We were just talking about some new slang. We just came up with the word
tardy, bro.
Tardy, bro. That's so tardy, bro.
That's already a word. Like you're late.
No, I know, but we're going to make it something cool. Like,
oh, okay. Like, yeah.
Or like, we're going to switch
fire.
It up.
Like fire was a word too, you know?
Yeah.
It was just fire.
I still use fire. You guys not use fire? Like what?
No, I use fire.
I use fire or epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard some other slang. Oh yeah. It was kind of inappropriate though. I'm probably not going to say that, but,
that's pretty good.
We got a new segment here. It's movie lines. Okay. So I'm going to name a line. I'm going to say it and you're going to name the movie. Okay. All right, let's get a good one here. You're going to know this one. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's like, I am Groot.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
These are too easy, bro.
No. He probably won't get like the. Okay, I'll do the next one.
Yeah, you do this one.
She doesn't even go here.
Oh my God, I can hear it in my head, but I.
Right?
What? You're going to say it, and I'm going to know what it is. What is it? Stomper.
It's Mean Girls.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Classic.
What about You'll Float Too?
It.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
What about I'm the King of the World, or I'm King of the World?
Titanic.
Yeah. Well,
I fumbled on the Mean Girls, but that's pretty good. Like 80% there, 90%.
Yeah, that's pretty solid, man. Movie whiz, dude. Oh, I wanted to get your opinion on the Sinners movie. Did you like that movie?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. I went to go see it like a week after it came out. Me and a few of my friends, we had heard people rave about it, and I was like, we need to go see this. So I was down in Springfield at the time, but we went to the theater there. And oh my God, like I think we had the soundtrack for that movie on loop for like 2 weeks. Like it's so good. I need to watch it. It comes out on Max on July 4th. So wow. I'm going to watch it again once it comes out on Max. But it was really good.
Dude, yeah. I thought it was the effects were interesting. Like the blood kind of looked like Kool-Aid or like, it looked like VA juice, honestly.
Yeah, but there was like a kind of a like camp aspect to it. Like it's kind of campy. Like it was kind of like the violence was like kind of over the top, but for me I thought it fit. I don't know, like and the scene in that movie where it's like the dream sequence, and you know it's like the all the eras of music like coming together, that sequence was insane. Crazy.
That was that. I did think that was super impressive and like very well done. Yeah, dude. And it was like, it made you feel just a certain way, like kind of uncomfortable, but also it's like you can't really look away, you know? I thought it definitely was one of my favorite horror movies because I felt like it had a deeper meaning behind it. And and deeper meanings is one of those things. It's like, do you find yourself watching movies and then sitting there for a while thinking about it? Like, what is the deeper meaning behind it?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it like, that's why I think some of my favorite directors is like someone like Nolan or like a David Fincher or Denis Villeneuve. Like, I like movies that make you like, think a lot and like or you have to kind of dissect. I just recently watched Mulholland Drive, which is like a David Lynch film. It's pretty like you have to it's not like a very like consumer friendly film, if that makes sense. Like it's not a very like mainstream film. That's the word I'm looking for. But it's like it's kind of one of those like modern classics from like that wasn't huge, but like it's kind of garnered a pretty amazing reputation. But I literally was up like all night watching videos on it. Like as soon as like the ending happened, everything in my mind clicked. Cause the whole movie, I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then the ending clicked and I'm like, yeah, that was amazing. And I'm watching videos on it and all that. Like I've done that for years. So
yeah,
I love movies like that.
I just watched, Us last night and you're going to hate me for this. I watched it for the first time. I was trying to figure out like, what do you, is there a deeper meaning to that movie? I know that Jordan Peele always has like,
Us is my least favorite Jordan Peele movie, like by a good amount, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's good, but I kind of watched it once and I kind of haven't felt the need to like go back and rewatch it, like Get Out or Nope, which I love those two.
Nope. I just watched that too recently. It was pretty crazy.
I love Nope. And I think that one actually was more of like, I didn't think there wasn't much of a deeper meaning to it after I left, but then I've seen so many other like opinions and just like reactions on it. And I was like, I didn't even think of that. And I've rewatched it since then. And I've seen all those little things. I'm like, it's cool. But Us, I'm not really sure. He's definitely saying stuff in that movie. I honestly haven't seen it. And since probably it came out, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. He's an interesting director, dude. Like he definitely has mastered the whole like making people like uncomfortable type thing. Or just like,
yeah.
I don't even know. It's just so interesting. He has very long scenes too. I've noticed that as well. Like a lot of the continuous scenes, you know, and you don't, I feel like you don't see that often anymore because people's attention spans suck.
Yeah. No, I know.
So how do you deal with that? Like as a movie director?
I would say like, I'm going to kind of worry about how I want to make it first. And then like, if people don't want to pay attention to it, I don't think it's like, I should be like catering towards a certain audience, if that makes sense. You know, like obviously for something like an advertisement where I'm trying to sell a product or something like that, if I make a short video, I think I should be doing that. But like, if it's just like a film that I'm making, I want to make it however I see it or want it in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, but that party, the party scene that we had, the 3 minute long single take with no cuts, and it was like it went from outside with Carson pulling up on the motorcycle and meeting up with you and the douche squad and like walking into the house, and we had the hidden cut, and then through the main floor and then down the basement, and there's another hidden cut, but it's all supposed to be this like one scene that's supposed to like immerse you into like this, you know, crazy lit function, bro. But I think it's like Every way to edit a scene is like intentional. So I think I don't discredit people who edit scenes like quickly because they definitely have their purpose doing it. So
yeah, dude. Honestly, that's a good way to close it out. And like going back to your movie and stuff, and I really love everything you're doing. And I can't wait to see what you do, man, in the future with more movies. We're definitely going to have to get you back on the podcast to update us on like your next project and stuff. And I'm so excited. If you need anything else from me, dude, let me know. You should shout out your socials real quick so people can go follow you.
It's just search up Jake Apgar Productions on Instagram, TikTok, IMDb, Letterboxd, YouTube is where all my films are. I'm pretty lucky to have a distinct name. So like not competing with like another Jake Apgar. So yeah, that's where you can find all my stuff. And I have like two projects planned out to do here pretty soon. So
nice, dude.
Awesome. More to come. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sick, dude. I guess I should ask if you have anything else to say, like to the fans.
Yeah, I would just say go give something a watch and leave a comment or something. Just tell me how you liked it or didn't like it, or you watch it for 5 minutes. That's just something I like hearing from people, from all different kinds of people on my work. I think that's the best part of making things, is hearing how different people react to it. And so if you guys end up watching any of my stuff, just shoot me a DM. Let me know. Like, let me know what you thought. Let me know you watched it. That's always my favorite part. I've gotten random DMs from like maybe another guy on YouTube who makes short films, and I'm like, I watch a short film, and he has all this to say about it. It's always my favorite part of making projects.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, I had somebody come up to me the other day. It was like, "Yo, were you in Jake's movie? Are you the guy from Jake's movie?"
Dude, whenever I first got to college, that's like, because nobody remembers names whenever you first get to college, and so I was just like the movie guy, and so like everywhere I'm at is like, or like actors at the acting school, like you post on Most State 29 and they see you're a film major and they're like, oh, I'm gonna follow him because he's a film major. And then like they see me and like, wait, you're the film guy. Like, that's kind of, it's pretty funny actually.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, the movie guy's a tough nickname too.
That's gonna be your biopic. Is that what it's called? Your movie,
the movie guy. Yeah.
That's so tough, bro. I can't wait to see it, man.
Wait, hold up though. Like, the whole point of like This Dude Started Something is like helping people, you know, start something. And so actually, just like really quickly, it can even be like a one liner, just advice for people that want to create their own films.
Just make it. If it's unreasonable, if you have like no budget, if you have a scene that you're like, how the hell am I going to do? To literally just like shut up and just make it, like, because that's like, I've grown so much as a creator. And that's the biggest thing holding people back is like all these internal thoughts. Like just make it. Even if it's terrible, you still learn something. Just make it.
Like dude. Well, dude, that's kind of what we're about, man. That's honestly a good way to end it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. That was Jake Apgar, super inspiring guy, super creative. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.